Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Susan, thank you very much. Well, later today, 15 Scott medals for bravery are to be presented to retired and serving Gardaí and posthumously to the families of the deceased for their courage during the kidnapping of businessman Don Tidy more than 37 years ago. Mr. Tidy was kidnapped as he took his daughter to school in Dublin in November 1983 and held captive for 23 days by an armed IRA gang before he was rescued by the Gardaí and the Defence Forces. Gary Sheehan and Private Patrick Kelly were fatally shot during the incident. In a moment, I'll speak to Senan Maloney of the Irish Independent. But first, this is a clip from Charlie Bird's news report on the kidnapping from the 25th of November 1983.
A heavy but discreet security net was maintained around the Tidy home in the hills above Rathfarnham today. Gardaí refused to allow journalists anywhere near the house. In the laneway leading from Mr. Tidy's home, where the kidnapping incident took place yesterday morning, Garda forensic officers were continuing the painstaking search for clues.
Following his release, Don Tidy spoke to the media about his ordeal.
I would like to say that I hope that the same wonderful sufficiency of God's grace, which supported me during the period of my captivity, will be freely available to them to support them at this time of deep sorrow that confronts them.
How are you feeling, Mr. Tidy?
I might ask you, how do I look?
Great! Great! How do you feel, though?
I feel perfectly physically fit and well. I'm blessed with a strong constitution. I always have had, and I'd like to feel that I can keep it that way.
Don Tidy speaking on his release in 1983. Senan Maloney, as I say, from the Irish Independent is with us. Now, Senan, I know you didn't cover this story. It's far too long ago for that to have been the case. But like myself, you remember it well. And I want to talk to you about what happened and the context of that time.
Yes, I mean, it was an extraordinary time. The state was rather unstable. There had been a lot of... There was a heavy IRA campaign of violence in Northern Ireland, and there was a lot of overspill into the south. This wasn't the first supermarket kidnap of a major tycoon or executive, and that is why the Gardaí were fairly convinced straight away that it was a Provo operation, because there had previously been an attempt to kidnap Galen Weston, who was also involved with Associated British Foods, which was the parent company of Quinsworth. And Gardaí had opened fire on a provisional IRA gang at that time, ambushing them and wounding four. And, of course, the previous year, in 1982, there'd been the famous kidnap of Ben Dunn, of Dunn Stores, when a ransom was paid. So when Don Tidy drove his Daimler down Stocking Lane in Rathfarnham on the 24th of November, of that year, of 1983, he was confronted by what looked like a Garda checkpoint, which seemed, you know, totally normal to him because they were being mounted across the country on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And there were men dressed in Garda uniforms, and he saw they had submachine guns. But then at the last moment, something told him this wasn't right, and he attempted to reverse, but they were chasing after him and pointing guns at the car and bellowing commands. And then he stopped the car, and his daughter was wrenched out and just abandoned, and he was told to get out at gunpoint and forced into another vehicle they had waiting, and then an IRA man got into the Daimler and drove off as well. That was found abandoned a few blocks away, and then the escape vehicle was found.
Okay, and then the search began. And I know many people listening to this will remember waiting for the instalments every day, particularly waiting for the news bulletins to see the pictures of what had happened and the search unfolding and so on. And it dominated the news for that 23-day period. But how did it all unfold in the end, Senan?
Well, absolutely, it did dominate the news, and there were house-to-house searches, and everybody was keeping a close eye on this. And I remember being a young trainee journalist, being in the newsrooms, and it was all over every edition. And there were heavy searches. The Gardaí eventually got some information that he was likely being held in Woodside in County Leitrim, in a Drada ward near Ballinamore, and they launched a sweep. And because of the nature of the terrain and because of various other demands on the sheer manpower and womanpower of the Defence Forces and the Gardaí, they were stringing out in a long line, going through high ferns on a hillside, heading to the woods. Hundreds of Gardaí and soldiers and trainees, including the members of the Templemore training squad of Gardaí who were due to graduate, including Garda Sheehan, who was fated to lose his life. And they were carrying out their sweep, and suddenly a black tent was spotted. But immediately there were men also dressed in camouflage uniform like the Irish Defence Forces who began firing from submachine guns. And then there were two explosions believed to have been grenades thrown by the IRA unit. A Garda trainee, Gary Sheehan, fell dead almost immediately. And it was later discovered that Patrick Kelly, a 35-year-old soldier, had also been killed. He was a father of four. And there was return fire from the Irish forces. A lot of them immediately took cover. And then a man was seen wearing a balaclava, as it turned out, and camouflage jacket. And he was very nearly shot. But that man turned out to be Don Tidy. He was shouting his surname, Tidy, Tidy, mm-hmm. as he fled, and he was eventually secured.
So he fled on foot when all this was happening?
He fled on foot, and he was running towards one side that was engaged in a firefight with bullets flying everywhere. And he was one brave guard had jumped up and pulled him down and took off his balaclava and reassured himself that this was indeed Don Tidy, and a flak jacket was put on him, and he was evacuated and eventually taken to Cavan Garda Station. And meanwhile, the IRA gang, it only emerged later that the IRA gang had taken several prisoners. Some Gardaí, some Defence Forces personnel had confronted them, firing over their heads, ordered them to drop their weapons, and had sort of frog-marched them away and then forced them to run through fields with their hands up. None of this was publicly disclosed at the time. In fact, what I do remember, and vast numbers of people around the country will also remember, was a claim that there was a ring of steel around Dorada Wood, and that while two members of our Defence Forces and Gardaí had been killed, that the IRA gang was trapped and would shortly be brought to account for its actions. And unfortunately, that didn't turn out to be the case. In fact, they had melted away. They had driven away, first of all, stayed for some time in a nearby safe house in County Leitrim, and then made good their escape north of the border after coming across a Garda checkpoint 4 days later, manned by unarmed Gardaí, one of whom very bravely managed to knock a revolver out of the hand of one of the IRA gang. But they subsequently tied him up and abandoned him and made good their escape.
It's an extraordinary story, and all these years later, as we say, 15 Scott medals for bravery are to be presented today to those retired and serving Gardaí for their courage during the kidnapping, including the families of those men, Garda Gary Sheehan and Private Patrick Kelly, as you say, Senan, who were shot dead. Senan Maloney of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining me.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.